Tower CEF Mobile. maybe it'll be a break from the extra class.
It'd be a lot of fun. I'd love to do a fox hunt.
When's that Club Ham Fest coming up?
20th.
I'll write that down.
Right, what am I missing out on?
Club is having a radio relay, a rally, April the 20th. It's on the website. If not, let me know and I'll send you some links to it.
Sitting outside.
It is this way all weekend.
Nine on my temperature gauge in the truck.
Five. I'd like to go play some airplanes this weekend.
It'll be even windier tomorrow, so probably gonna rule that one out for you.
I finally got my FPV goggles in and a little camera. Thing's working great. We've been strapping it to my son's RC car and driving it around the yard.
What camera did you get?
Put a little spotter too. I don't know if it's got a brand. Some people call it the Run Cam Spotter too. I really don't know. It's a little all-in-one unit, so you don't have to have, so it's the transmitter and the camera in one. Wasn't really expensive. So I just bought it, and then I bought some not expensive goggles, like I said, trying it out, see how much I like it first. And so, yeah, we took a little camera and I strapped it to the top of my son's RC car on the roof, and then put the battery in the back of the little truck, and we drive it around the yard looking from the perspective of the truck.
Pretty cool.
I'm watching that though.
Neat. I mean, I'll have to admit that it is definitely neat. You're driving around the yard and you're seeing all your sticks and twigs and everything else, trying to avoid it. You normally don't have to worry about all that. Adam, from my plane.
Thinking about getting into the quadcopter or the drones.
Look at that, Patrick. I just got rid of a Phantom 2 drone with a ton of accessories with it.
Not really racing, but you can.
We've been toying with lately. And you two doubled, but Jody, you won out.
I want to do with the quadcopters. Are you wanting to race them or just fly them in FPV mode or just take pictures with them?
Just take pictures for myself, and I don't want to get into racing them, I don't think, but you never know. I'd like to fly them over my property and that kind of thing. Just more for self-use than anything.
Good one. Don't buy a little cheapie off of Amazon, because you get those too high and they lose contact with the transmitter. They just continue on with whatever their last input was. So if that's to go up, it'll just keep going.
That, and I kind of paused a little bit because somebody said something about DJI may lose their ability to sell in the United States over something. I'm not sure what.
China, and, you know, they're, I don't know, maybe they think Chinese can use them for surveillance just based off of whatever video you take.
Balloon was a DJI, and they don't like that.
I can't remember what all they said about it, so I kind of paused there for a little bit until I can find out more information before I pull the trigger on buying something.
You bought it, though. You'd be able to use it. And now, getting it registered and all that good stuff, I mean, you should be fine. I don't think they're going to take them away from you.
So they may do it like the FRT triggers and that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, it's perfectly legal. And then, you know, after everybody spends all the money to get it, the short barrel rifles and all that stuff, and, oh, no, now, we can't do that.
Right, it could happen. I don't
know anymore. I mean, they changed their mind on a whim.
Truth.
I'm going to have a little FPV drone and fly it around and not race competition, but just to go do, you know, little, you know, I guess just flying it around and do fancy stuff with it.
You know, what I'm interested in is just for my entertainment, nothing else.
Or you can get one for whatever reason you want. By nowadays, they'll have all the requirements for the identification. I mean, you'd have to go on the website and register with the FAA and all that still, unless it was just under the weight.
If you buy anything under the, I think it's 250 grams, which the DJI Maverick Mini is what I was looking at, and they're 249 grams, they're just under it. But I just don't, I mean, I don't, I'm not against registering or anything like that. That's not what I'm worried about. I just want to know what the rules are, and they're not going to be a moving target.
Looking out for y'all, or is it my antenna or radio?
No, it's doing it on my end, too. I was wondering if it was my rig.
L4HKX. I'm not hearing it.
It falls out and comes back.
It's just like I'm losing the signal of the repeater intermittently. I don't know. That's why I started worrying if something's wrong with my antenna.
I'm thinking when I got the house, I'm going to check that and make sure it's tight. Up the driveway. Thank y'all for the ride home. Y'all have a great night, and I will probably talk to y'all tomorrow morning. KM4MUF, and I'll say 7-3s on your finals.
You and the missus have a good evening. KM4HK.
Enjoy your weekend. You won't hear me tomorrow morning. I'll be sleeping and no alarm clock, no nothing. Yeah, Patrick.
Definite. Got a couple of odd jobs here and there for around the house that need to be done, and then I need to go up to my father-in-law's and work on some stuff for him. So it's all taken care of. Try to get ahead of summer coming.
Get my lawnmower out and pull the deck out from underneath of it and see if maybe I can take it to a welding shop or something and get it welded.
Do your deck.
Just, you know, hold it up underneath the lawnmower, hit it up. I just, I don't know, the weld broke or it finally rusted through. I don't know. You couldn't see any rust, but it broke loose. So right now it's being held up by a bungee cord, which doesn't do a very good job. But I wouldn't mind taking it somewhere and getting it fixed.
I don't know what to tell you on this side of town. I've got a customer, he's really good on small engine stuff, but he's all the way over in Easley, so that might be a little too far to drive.
Yeah, we got a welding shop, you know, machine shop near the house here. I don't know if they do welding, but I thought about just throwing it in the back of the truck and then the wife can drive it up there and see if they can weld the two together. If not, he's done welding at summer camp or winter camp. I said, I'll go to Harbor Freight and go buy him a cheap one. I said, it won't do a good job, but as long as it does the work. I said, you know, that would be a whole lot cheaper than me going and buying a new deck for the lawnmower.
Sure, it would definitely be cheaper. And what I hear, that little welder does a pretty good job for the money you spend on it.
Reviews, I mean, it's, you know, it's not like top of the line, something you'd use in construction, but, you know, just little stuff here and there, it'd probably do just fine. He probably won't do a pretty job, but I mean, as long as it holds the deck up and I don't have to use that bungee cord on it, I'd be happy.
First part about welding is making sure everything's aligned right and the prep before you do it.
And I'm sure it's a lot like woodworking. You got to make sure you do everything right, but if not, it's going to be a little bit off. Even then, I don't know that I would care. I mean, John Deere decks are stupid expensive.
You know, a model on it, he may have a used deck over there. He's got some old John Deere that he's getting ready to scrap.
Up there this weekend, I'll let you know. I'm definitely going to pull the deck off. I mean, since it's not raining, it's a great time to do it. So I'll pull it off, and I'll let you know what the lawnmower version is. It's a little old, but not old old, but still. They don't sell them anymore. But it's only like a 42-inch deck. Still should be able to get my hands on one. But yeah, I was looking them up and they're just crazy expensive.
Let me know. I'll see if I can't help you out. Said he's got a bunch of old motors over there people just didn't want to put the money into fixing. some of them aren't that old. You know, so the decks on them may still be good.
Probably text you once they ever get out here and get it out of the storage building, so. Well, Patrick, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to head on in the house. You be safe on the rest of your trip home, and maybe we'll holler at you either this weekend or first thing Monday morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
I don't know if you're here. KO4873.